Did you hear that Shawn Mendes like listens to our podcast? He gave us like flowers and everything.
What?
Yeah, they came with a little card that says give, gave, gov, share.
Fucking can't stand you. Who did they?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Eating for Free, the podcast recording live from the edge of the internet. You already know that because you're listening to us on Patreon, but it's always helpful to say, just in case you forgot.
We also have to say it because otherwise the witch that cursed us will come and get us.
You mean Ashlyn? So, okay, ready? I have a word from today's sponsor, Shawn Mendes.
What could possibly?
You've read this, right?
Oh.
We have
this tweet.
Are you ready?
The way I was shook to the core when I saw that posted in the Discord. Oh my God.
Sometimes I ask myself what it is that I should be doing with my life. And what I always hear in return is to tell the truth, to be the truth. I feel like that's a hard thing to do, though. I'm afraid that if people know me and see, they might think less of me. They might become bored of me. So in those moments of feeling low, I either put on a show or hide. The truth, in current form, is a 23-year-old who constantly feels like he's either flying or drowning. Maybe that's just what it is to be in your 20s, IDK. Or maybe that's just me. The truth is, I really do want to show up in the world as my 100% true, honest self and not care what anyone thinks. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I really don't care what people think, and I feel free. Most of the time, it's a struggle, though. That's the truth. The truth is, even with so much of the successes, I still find it hard to feel like I'm not failing. Hyper-focused on what I don't have, forgetting to see all that I do. The truth is, I'm just overwhelmed and overstimulated, LOL. The truth is also that I'm okay. I'm just trying to tell and be the truth. I like to think that maybe me saying this might resonate with some people. XOXO Shawn Mendes.
I feel like there's like something that was supposed to be in and around these sentences and words that would give me a bit more context to what the truth really is.
Well, he would have told us the truth.
The truth is, I'm forgetting the truth. It's hard to experience the truth. And myself,
If Camilla's snipers weren't outside his hotel room, he probably would have told us the truth. She's got her shooters around the block.
I've never felt like I was put on a like you know those rides at like a fair that like they spin internally, then they spin around again, and they're on another thing that spins it even further, and you look like you're in a hurricane. That's what it felt like reading this. Or like getting closer and farther and closer and farther.
The tweet is very like around the world, around the world, around the world, around the world. Okay, he also such had a good follow song. Up though.
I was just about to say I was on their Twitter and was reading.
There.
You are so awful.
Okay.
What? Sean, what does that imply, Joan?
Sean said, quote, I'm honestly so okay. I just want to communicate.
Shut up!
I'm honestly so okay. I just want to communicate with you guys in a real way.
Communicate what?
So I just typed a big old note out for you. And I guess I'm like, damn, if I'm feeling this with all the blessings I have, I imagine there must be so many people feeling this and just don't want them to feel alone. It's about connection. It's about dicks and buttholes. It's about feeling less alone. Hey, dicks and buttholes is not a gendered act. Fight me about it. Fight me about it. Do you want to fight? Do you want to fight?
Let my silence speak for itself.
It's clearly speaking. Okay, so
it's giving
the truth. So I have to just check in on the Us Weekly front lines. So are you ready for this trio of headlines?
What are they shooting out of a cannon today?
It was a good thing we didn't do a Hot Topics episode this week, because there was really nothing to talk about.
Quite garbage.
Johnny Depp's evil trial.
Yeah, and no, thank you.
Shawn Mendes. So here's what Us Weekly was giving. Not Cher, but Harry Potter's Jesse Cave and more celebs clap back at the parenting police. Pass.
This is who is that from Harry Potter? Even?
Yes, this is my favorite
who
headline.
Even play?
This is my favorite headline in the world. Heather Ray Selling Sunsets. Heather Ray Young defends bringing stepkids bunnies on Easter. Don't hate. Reviewers are loving this detox sauna blanket. Beyond satisfied. Detox sauna blanket.
The higher dose one.
The moistness inside of that blanket. You know what? I don't.
This blanket is $600.
I don't want to be moist in a blanket. I don't want to be moist.
Wait, I'm reading this now. The infrared sauna blanket, the number one sauna blanket, even hotter. There's probably only one sauna blanket. That's why it's number one. Elevates the body's thermal energy, enhances deep relaxation, promotes glowing skin, and improves circulation. The fuck does it do? It's literally an infrared sauna in a blanket.
Yes. Yes. You want to hear about the bunnies, though?
You people need help.
You want to hear about the bunnies?
Oh, Heather Ray's bunnies.
Okay. So the Selling Sunset star posed with her stepchildren, Taylor and Brayden, in a Monday, April 18th Instagram photo, showing each of them with a rabbit in their arms. I think we may have just added a new tradition with the bunnies, the Netflix personality told her social media followers at the time. The kids loved it so much, they just lit up when I saw them, and it was a really special thing we did. She had to disable comments on the upload, though, telling her followers on Tuesday that she received lots of nasty criticism about the animal's role in her holiday celebration.
Oh, good God.
I can't believe I'm having to explain myself, she wrote via Instagram
like
stories.
Like seven people that
our
called her out.
Our whole family are animal lovers.
Oh, here we
I
go.
I have been vegan for most of my life. I am very passionate about animals and am always an advocate for all animals. We wanted a fun and cute experience for the kids, so did tons of research and found an amazing local bunny farm with an amazing mission that
bunny
we wanted
farm.
To support. After describing the amazing local business, Young concluded, "We felt comfortable creating an experience for everyone. Please refrain from judgment and negativity without knowing the full story. No need for all of the hate and nasty comments." Like, okay.
It's funny because, like, it was just her having a rabbit, right?
Yes.
They're domesticated animals.
What's worse?
They're fully domesticated.
The people commenting that Heather Ray Young posing with bunnies is animal abuse, or Heather Ray Young reading those comments and responding. I can't decide what I think is worse. We also have some divorce news.
Ooh.
Ashley Darby.
Oh, my God.
This.
We have been waiting for what feels like 100 million
years. No, we've been waiting
for
exactly 5 years.
Like
and it paid off.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So I'll explain. So Ashley Darby, star of The Real Housewives of Potomac and one of our best working Real Housewives, to be honest.
She's like the one that is the best at being someone you just despise, but like
she is.
You need her and you cherish her.
She is, as Sonia Morgan said, the straw that stirs the drink. Mm-hmm, like she keeps the plot going.
She is keeping it on.
So she said on Tuesday morning that she had basically like gotten divorced. And Page Six broke this story that earlier in the day on Tuesday, she had been lip syncing a song about getting money. So like, obviously she was, you know, teasing that she had gotten divorced. So she had been lip syncing the song Sad Girls Love Money by Amaray, quote, "I'm gonna get paid, yeah, just gimme. I really like to party. I really like your body. I wanna get naughty. I think you're such a hottie. Slow dancing in the party, oh yes." Like,
sad girls love money.
Sad girls love money. Okay, so she also posted another video 2 hours later, this time said to Go by Common. She smirked, raised her eyebrows, and rolled her eyes as Common rapped go, 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 and on the count of three, go.
I love vague posting.
So this all kind of comes after, in 2017, in one of Ashley's, like, earlier seasons.
This is like, I think, her first season, actually.
Yes. Her husband had basically negotiated with her that their prenup agreement was expiring.
Yep.
And that he would like to renegotiate a postnup, basically a prenup that you sign after you get married, a postnuptial agreement.
Yeah, prenup, postnup.
That if they stayed together for a minimum of 5 years from the date of the postnup, that in the event of a divorce, she would receive half of his estate instead of receiving a, like, single time lump sum. She basically kind of was jokey about it on camera at the time, but the entire thing was that he was worried she was going to leave him for his money, and so this was just his way of, like, saying, you know, I'll give you half if you stay, but if you leave me before then, you're not going to get very much.
Which sparked, like, the whole gold digger, like, allegations. Yes. They're making at the beginning of the season, but then she stayed with him for 5 years through countless affairs, countless scandals.
Yes.
Multiple children.
And also has 2 children with him now. But now the day, almost to the day, almost.
I think that, it was like literally to the contractual
that,
end date.
That's when their prenup postnup expired. She is now filing for divorce and will be receiving, if things go according to plan, half of his estate.
His net worth, people were Googling, is somewhere on like $20 million, which it's hard to judge because net worth is like, what does that really mean? But we know he has been someone who has a lot of money or is moving a lot of money or has a lot of businesses. I mean, the whole thing is that he lives in a like 2-story large penthouse in near DC. Like, there's money. There's something there.
Yeah.
And she's
going to get it. And now she has 2 kids.
So, and she better get that child support.
She's good. She's good. And he owes her.
He owes her
the way he has humiliated her.
I want that
television.
Man bankrupted and all of it given to her.
To be honest, Ashley Darby should receive everything he owns.
Absolutely.
For the way he has humiliated her on live television. Like,
because she really hasn't been like fucking with him. She has not been like pushing him in a sense. It's been very much her staying loyal through things that people shouldn't stay loyal through.
Stuck with him through orgies, gay rumors, sexual assault allegations.
Lawsuits through the producers of their own show.
Yes.
And she's been there constantly to be like, no, when he slapped that man's ass, it was for fun. No, when he slept with that woman, it was because our relationship was kind of open.
Yeah, and like, listen, we're not here to like defend her, like maybe or maybe not trying to cover up her husband's like alleged crime.
Yeah.
And it never went anywhere. So like, again, there was nothing that ever got like really like solidified in court. And also, it does seem like she was really under duress for like most of their relationship.
Oh, no,
which is why
intense.
I am inclined to give her sympathy. But yeah, no, I would say that she deserves all of his money. And, you know, he should have the, what is it, Australian restaurant? And that's about it.
Aussie.
Isn't it close? It's actually
closed. Oh, no, it was shut down years ago.
Yeah,
because nobody
closed.
Wanted authentic oxtail or not even oxtail.
No.
Kangaroo tail. That was what it was.
It was oxtail's good. I was going
to
say,
no, oxtail is like a popular
about?
Dish. No, yeah. I was thinking of like.
And
I think
it's not Australian.
No, I'm pretty... No, I was going to say, I think it's like kangaroo tail or something
weird
shit.
Yeah, it was authentic Aussie food.
Yeah. Absolutely abysmal.
Okay.
Also, like, she literally, if the show is even remotely true, the only one taking care of those children.
Absolutely.
The entire storyline is like, where are you, father? I don't know where my children are.
No,
I left you to take care of him, and yet you're at a hotel with a woman.
Giving very much XA2 Colin Grimes Claire. Like, so in a statement, she said, quote, after almost 8 years together, Michael and I said I do. After Michael and I said I do, we anticipated sharing every single day together from that moment forward. Unfortunately, that is not our current reality. We have decided to separate. We are aware that there will be many speculative views as to why we made this decision. People will be quick to assume that the causes were too much intrusion of reality TV into the most personal parts of our lives, age gap issues, cultural problems. or child rearing differences.
That's a good way to summarize.
Really hit all the nails. Pieces of all these may have affected our pure love for each other, no one reason is the root cause of our mutual decision to go our separate ways. We are now both at very different stages in our lives and have ultimately different goals for our futures. We both want to achieve true happiness and fulfillment and feel that we cannot do that together. While our romantic bond is broken, we will always love and respect each other. We also know what true happiness can only be achieved by continuing to work together and putting our hearts and souls into raising our two beautiful boys. They will always feel loved and supported, for they were truly created out of love. As this is a personal matter for us, we appreciate everyone who has been a part of our journey and ask for your continued support by respecting us as we go through this emotional situation.
Now, the cameras are rolling.
Well, they started rolling this week. So this is literally the beginning of the end. So what's interesting, however, I will note that the production schedule for this was slightly delayed because, as you know, typically reunions are the beginning of the next production cycle, right? Like, you take a few month break, and then the reunion happens, and pretty soon after the reunion, so that things are still kind of mixing around in the water, you start filming for the next season, because it's like all the girls have come back together, you know, the cast is reunited, they've like recently hashed out issues, so like let's get cameras on them. And that's how Housewives has operated for a very long time. But the reunion was like pre-Christmas. Like, that was the episode that we did about the Potomac reunion with Nicki Minaj. That was a long time ago. So production is delayed a little bit.
Well, then because we also, Atlanta's starting really late. Beverly Hills usually starts around winter, and that's not starting until next month. Like, everything's all fucked up.
Yeah. So it's going to be, it's kind of almost like worked out in their favor that production hasn't started yet, because like now we get to watch Ashley's marriage. Literally end.
Ashlyn in the chat, different goals for the future. He's 76. Okay, was it last season? Michael was like, I want to start a film production company. I want to make movies.
Yeah, he wants to invest in porn.
And the whole fish
was our theory.
All like Ashlyn goes to like her like sister, her mother, and they're like, a movie company. He wants to get into film production.
Yeah, me and Shamira's theory is that it's porn.
Why not?
What other movies can you get money off of for a $50,000 investment? It's porn.
You're right about that.
So, Kim Kardashian, just if we want to talk more about their
pivot,
their press release relationship, Pete enjoys wearing items from Skims apparel line.
Oh my god,
quote, Pete has the boyfriend collection, she told E! News on Saturday. This is getting it from Us Weekly. The shirts and t-shirts and underwear, super comfy, every guy enjoys it, it's the most soft and comfy ever. The beauty mogul's revelation comes shortly after Davidson supported her at the Los Angeles premiere for her Hulu reality series.
This is seven different advertisements in one. Siri, define revelation. God. A surprising and previously unknown fact, especially one that is made known in a dramatic way. Okay. So yeah, that's
Shut up.
The sweat's a real comfy girl.
This is my divine favorite revelation. This is my favorite news of the day, though. This is coming from Entertainment Tonight. Hugh Jackman's wife, Deborah Lee Furness, on boring rumors about his sexuality. Okay. So this is what we like to call Streisand effect, where nobody is talking about something, but then you mention it, and now it is the only thing that people can talk about.
It's giving Streisand effect.
So, if you are in the Hollywood realm, you have heard rumors that are pretty homophobic, I would say, that Hugh Jackman is gay because he's either effeminate or his wife doesn't look like she should be with him, which is sexist. And also rude, right? And just like, you know, he likes to do musicals. Obviously gay men do musicals. Again, it's like pretty homophobic, the reasons why people say that Hugh Jackman is gay. And also, like, again, guys can be gay and be with women, that's fine, right? Like, it doesn't really work like that, guys.
It's about living your life.
So This is just like about a
being
weird
honest with yourself just, and the truth being
yeah it was just important. Like in a world of Kim Kardashian news and Grimes and Elon Musk and crypto and Bitcoin conventions, it was nice to return to like the simple pleasures in life, which is Hugh Jackman's wife discussing his gay rumors on a podcast in Australia. Like, go off. During a recent appearance on the Not an Overnight Success podcast, the Australian actress tried to apply some logic to rumors that her other half is gay, telling host Gus Warland, if he was gay, he could be gay. He didn't have to hide in the closet anymore, and he'd be dating Brad Pitt or whatever. Again, guys can be gay. Like, let guys be gay. Like, it's fine. Who cares if he's gay,
like,
right?
I guess you think he'd be dating Brad Pitt. Like, and Brad Pitt is...
So okay, it's so silly, she added, and then people perpetuate silly things. It's boring. Agreed, Deborah. So Furness criticized the magazines that prolonged rumors about celebrities. I'm like, how could people just make this up? It just amazes me that these magazines continue to get away with it. What they're selling is schadenfreude. They are selling misery. People must be wanting to buy that other people are miserable because that makes them feel better about themselves.
So true, bestie.
You know what? I do love that this is actually correct. Like, the celebrity tabloid industry traffics in the idea that celebrities have just as terrible lives as you do. Like, at their core, they are about bringing celebrities low for the amusement of others. Yeah, like,
but that's the part that
we're not here to make a moral judgment on it, but like, as you know, the famous podcast famous for doing exactly that. But yeah, no, famous. I agree that these, I love it. She says, they are selling misery. Okay. She also pointed out that people are affected by reading lies about themselves. Furness noted that she and Jackman don't read a lot of that stuff and are unaware. However, as ET notes, quote, it looks like they paid their attention to their recent 26th wedding anniversary on April 11th. Today, I celebrate 26 years of marriage to my extraordinary wife. Every single day is filled with so much laughter, joy, and backgammon. Deb, you light up my life. I love you with all my heart.
Love you, Deb.
Love you, Deb.
See you at the backgammon rally or whatever they call it.
No, listen. If
they thought they're living their life.
Again, if he's gay, it seems like he's living his dream. His wife likes playing backgammon.
A man is married
him.
For 26 years to the same woman. They're like, obviously, faggotry must be involved. Like, it's a cover-up. It's a conspiracy.
Also, like, do gay people play backgammon? I'm not
See?
Sure.
See? There you go. That's...
Can we look up statistics on gay backgammon players?
I'm not Googling that.
Can you Google it
Ashley,
for me?
You can Google that.
Can one of you Google
you
it for
to,
me?
But I'm not doing
okay,
that.
Okay, I also want to quickly criticize the news.
Okay, yeah. What the fuck is going on with this ASAP Rocky thing? I have barely been keeping up, but it is extremely confusing.
So ASAP Rocky, NBC News reported this morning that ASAP Rocky had been detained at LAX in connection to a November 2021 shooting, allegedly. Let's say that up top because the
Which
story
part alleged
that follows
here?
The fact that he was in connection, that like yeah. he had been yeah. connected to this, is very much giving like... police throwing darts at a board of people that they can arrest.
Yeah,
so,
like literally what the fuck?
ASAP Rocky was, this is from NBC News, I'll read it directly, but I am in no way endorsing what they are reporting. Quote, ASAP Rocky was detained on Wednesday at LAX in connection to a November 2021 shooting, according to multiple law enforcement sources. Myers was arriving on a private plane from Barbados, where he had been on vacation with Rihanna. Mayer's attorney, Alan Jackson, confirmed that his client had been arrested. He had been under investigation by the LAPD for a November 6th shooting near Vista Del Mar and Selma Avenue around 10:12 p.m., The shooting victim later told police, this is the really key part, so if you're listening, please listen very carefully to what follows. The shooting victim later told police that Myers, who was walking with two others, approached him with a handgun on the street. The victim claimed Myers shot at him 3 to 4 times and believed one of the bullets grazed his left hand, according to police reports.
Believed one of the bullets?
Okay.
So was he hurt? Was he actually injured? Okay.
We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
So... To be clear, because again, a lot of people don't live in LA or have never been to LA. So like we have to contextualize where Vista Del Mar and Selma Avenue are. Mm-hmm. To be clear, that is quite literally basically the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
See, I had no idea where this
like,
was.
If you were
I was
to,
like, where was ASAP?
If you were
the
to
time?
Make a maybe like 200 feet right turn on that corner, you would be like right smack dab in the heart of the Walk of Fame. It is by
oh my
the
God. That's like the worst part
very
of
popular
too.
LA Fitness, a Trader Joe's, the Pantages Theater, the Palladium, and again the Walk of Fame. Like it is basically the heart of Hollywood. Like it's all right there.
That's like saying Times Square basically.
And it was
like
on a Sunday too, so weekend, right, when there's like people out and about. Okay. So, CBS also, okay, wait.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What is this thing that Ashley just sent us? Hard pivot back to the gay backgammon.
Oh my God, wait. So a backgammon player is also a synonym for, where are you getting this from?
Wait, this is literally on
from
Wikipedia.
Wiktionary.com. Probably a pun derived from backgammon with backside and gammon.
Wait.
Lower part of a bacon in the context of anal sex.
Oh my God, no, Ashlyn said another thing. Backgammon player, a man who has gay sex. Another early 1800s term was gentleman of the back door, but I think backgammon player is a better euphemism because it's just slightly more veiled. It's like when it, what is this? Wait, so what? It used to be a slang term for like
gay people?
Wow. Wow, this literally,
I did not
are
know.
We being set up? Is
I
this
did
a
not
prank?
Know.
Like,
Ashlyn,
you
know.
Have to be kidding me.
Okay.
Or like, do gay people play Backman? That's so funny. What a like straight, simple, regular people thing to do. Actually, the name, it means a faggot. Like,
okay,
it means a gay
so wait,
person.
So wait, getting back to ASAP Rocky.
Oh
so,
my God.
CBS then followed up this report by saying the 33-year-old rapper, and I'm going to read this directly because, again, I want you guys to listen to what these reports are saying. The 33-year-old rapper was identified by the LAPD as the gunman in a November 6, 2021 shooting in the area of Selma and Argyle Avenues. Police say he had argued with an acquaintance, which escalated into a shooting. So that doesn't necessarily contradict the original story, but the way that NBC News reported it made it sound like he was wandering around Hollywood and just shot at somebody. This is
it makes absolutely
now
no sense. Like
interpersonal conflict, which is like, what the story is changing. So an unidentified victim sustained a minor injury from the shooting. The gunman and two other men ran away from the area, according to the LAPD. Myers was arrested at LAX in suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, and police say they will present a case against him in LA's district attorney's office for filing consideration. So they haven't even filed a case against him
yet. So there was a shooting in November, early November 2021, and just now the man who was shot claims that ASAP Rocky was
or
the
that they
shooter.
Must have been investigating it this whole time.
I mean, yeah, the police literally famously will take 5 million years to actually process
but
like
the
an investigation
part
or
that's
report.
Really rich is anyone
but
with
what?
This is from CBS. This is from CBS. Anyone with information about the shooting can contact Detective F. Flores, C. Camacho, or D. Menefee at LAPD's Robbery and Homicide Division. So also the police are soliciting information.
Well, because they're like,
this.
Girl, what? This is a like huge celebrity, and it's just now coming out that he allegedly shot,
I'm
tried to
sorry,
shoot a man.
But
in
if
Hollywood Walk of
Rocky, if ASAP Rocky shot at someone at the corner of Selma and Argyle, there would have been like 47 people with cell phones.
That's I'm just like, it's
especially
it's not
on a weekend
up.
In Hollywood.
What is the motive? What is the
but that's what I'm
motive?
Saying. Between these two stories, there it's wildly
the
conflicting
fuck would he be
reports.
Doing this?
No matter what the police say, the two reports that they have
so
given
stupid.
Are definitely conflicting. And I checked NBC News. They have not issued, as far as I saw when we first started recording, but let me just pull it up in case. Yeah, they have not issued a like correction or anything on this.
Like, dude, what is it? Because we just had, like, last week the whole ASAP and Rihanna breakup rumors that were fake and everything, and that was just when they were in, like, going to Barbados, and then they come back,
so,
and this
NBC
happens.
News did not issue a correction to their story since this morning. So one source is saying that the three men approached him and then shot at him. And the other source is saying that it was an argument between them and then they were shot, which means that they, like, knew each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is getting confusing.
But which is it, right? Like, and also, if you both are talking to law enforcement officials, like, I don't know. I'm just, like,
it's weird.
Not one to believe the police when they're like, you know, he believes he might have seen ASAP Rocky do this.
It literally is going to need a lot more evidence that we are going to be able to actually understand. Because this is currently
literally
shit. Like,
ACAB. So that's the ASAP Rocky stuff. I just want to put a pin in it because it was weird.
No, we'll definitely follow up on that. Like, what the hell?
Okay, can you give me, like, the
quick version of this story that is right below?
No, I will get to the Elon Musk thing towards the end. Can you give me, like, the cliff notes of Blac Chyna and the Kardashians?
Yeah, so I had no idea that Blac Chyna was, like, actively trying to sue the Kardashian-Jenner family for, like, the last 5 or 6 years.
Oh, yeah, this has been a really
big deal. I probably have heard of it, but I didn't realize that it's been building up into this point, and they're
currently
in court together.
We talked about it briefly
together before
our hiatus.
We must
have,
yeah.
Ramped up.
Yeah. So, getting this from The Cut, there's a ton of other places that have been summarizing this, and you can find the links in the description to read more. So, so Blac Chyna is currently in court in a $100 million lawsuit against the Kardashian family for basically, it's a defamation trial. In specific context, in September of 2017, 2 weeks after reaching an agreement in which Chyna dropped a domestic abuse case against Rob and Kylie filed a lawsuit accusing Chyna of physically assaulting Rob with an iPhone charging cable and extorting the Kardashian-Jenner family for financial gain. The suit also claims that Kylie incurred more than $100,000 of property damage during Chyna's alleged rampage through her house. A quote from the complaint says, "Chyna's desire to pursue a relationship and have a baby with Rob was nothing short of an outright fraud to shake down the Kardashian family without any concern for the consequences." Rob filed to dismiss the lawsuit earlier this year, saying he wanted to focus on his co-parenting relationship with Chyna, just for some extra context. 1 month later, Chyna retaliated with a defamation lawsuit against Rob and the Kardashian family. The lawsuit, which cited Kris, Kylie, Kim, and Khloe among its defendants, claimed Chyna and her brand suffered significant damage just from what had expired. The suit called Rob an abuser intent on destroying Angela White, which is Blac Chyna's real name. Rob has denied the abuse allegations, and the Kardashians' media predators who fabricated the story of Chyna's assault in their campaign to suspend E's production of the show Rob and Chyna, allegedly costing Chyna millions to the show and associated revenue streams. So also, Chyna followed a separate suit around revenge porn with Rob, which is also going to go to trial in May later this year. So this is the beginning of multiple things happening here. But yeah, a jury selection for the trial began April 18th. Kim, Khloe, Kris, Kylie, Rob, and Kris's boyfriend, Corey Gamble, are among those that are expected to testify, along with Ryan Seacrest and other various E! Executives, and of course, Blac Chyna. According to a source for Page Six inside the courtroom on Tuesday, they appeared visibly annoyed after a potential juror said he couldn't remain impartial to the case because he had seen Kim's sex tape and would be playing it over and over again in his head if selected. And then also just following that, a lawyer for the Kardashians reportedly asked the judge to ban Blac Chyna's mother, Tokyo Toni, after the trial because she went on Instagram Live where she basically went over that whole thing about Kim's sex tape and was basically bashing the Kardashians with the way they reacted in court. So basically the whole thing about the fight between Rob and Chyna is being brought over again. Blac Chyna is accusing the network of calling her stupid and quote unquote ghetto and being like basically worthless to production and is someone that they need to ditch and cancel the show over because the Kardashians mutually agreed privately to basically get Blac Chyna out of the, you know, empire of the Kardashians. So the case is still continuing. I mean, literally, it's like probably day three right now of the case, or day two, I believe. I think it started on Tuesday. So there's not any major updates right now. It's basically just kind of them hashing out the case and hashing out the details. But yeah, we'll definitely be, I think, updating as it goes on, because if BlackChina were to win, it would be a pretty major case. I believe literally $100 million is how much she's asking for from the Kardashian family. So yeah, interesting, weird update here. The photos, like the sketches that the court does of the Kardashians and BlackChina are really funny. It's just really interesting because it's crazy seeing them in like sketch format after seeing them on TV for so long. Again, links in the description if you want to read more about the case and see the video of Tokyo Toni making fun of the Kardashians.
God, you know, like it's
so bizarre. She's like, I need to take these people down. Get all this money. It's like the circus of media is endless.
I'm literally like, what are you even supposed to do about anything going on in the world right now? Like, how are we supposed to just like go about our lives? Do you ever think about that? Like, how are we all just supposed to be alive in the world right now? It just doesn't make sense. It's not adding up. I don't understand.
I actually just generally can't get over that backgammon apparently relates to a man having anal sex. I really can't get over that.
I
feel like I literally was smacked in the head with something I could never understand. Ashlyn, thank you so much for actually Googling that, even though I refuse to, because that is a wild revelation. To quote Kim Kardashian, a revelation.
I want to just instead talk about something that matters, which is...
Jameela Jamil?
I don't want to talk about Elon Musk. Can we talk about Jameela Jamil?
Oh, yeah, instead? We could definitely do that. The reason I kind of wanted to bring up this Elon Musk thing, because it's so nasty, he just calls you Netflix a woke mind virus. It's just so funny because Netflix, this is just real quick, lost like 200,000 subscribers for the first time. Like, this is the first time they've actually reported a loss in the last 10 years. So, of course, Netflix is going to full panic and the stock is plummeting and there's all this drama and they're going to try crack down on password sharing and... oh my God, the way everyone I feel like collectively is like ready to cancel their Netflix because it's just the most garbage content imaginable. Anyway, wait, can I talk about this Jameela Jamil comment?
I'm waiting.
Let's just end it with this.
I'm waiting.
So
Jameela, wait, you have to do a dramatic reading of it or else you can't read this.
True. So just for context, Jameela Jamil was responding to an Instagram posting asking if she'd apologize personally to Natalia Kills for bashing her in 2015. I tried to find the original tweets, but they're hard because Jamila's Twitter was like wiped and the web archive did not actually have it, which I was like, oh my fucking God, you don't have it.
The video of it?
No. Like the tweets Jameela Jamil was posting at the time, and then Natalia Kills X Factor moment. Was it X Factor? Was it Australia's Got Talent?
I think it's X Factor.
Yeah. So let's do this. Jameela Jamil, LOL, no. What she said was horrifying.
So this was in response to if she would apologize or feel bad about what she said to Natalia Kills at the time.
No editing on earth could create that from nothing. I'm a judge on a reality show. I get edited. But we are all given the space to be ourselves. We have the choice to be cruel or not. She was cruel and she shouldn't have agreed to it for money if she had been asked. But the way they tore into that young man was horrific. And my tepid joke about a hairstyle, making the point that nobody is copying anymore because everything has already been done, i.e. Willie Moon looked like every singer from the 50s, was nothing in comparison. Nobody can convince me she was forced to say any of that or that those words were constructed out of thin air. It's a shame she couldn't come back from it, but it was also one of the most staggering, unkind thing any of us had seen on a reality show from both of them. So pass me by on this one. And all my tweets from 2009 to like 2020 were deleted when I handed my account over to a charity that year. So don't act like the tweet not existing is anything special. Pinned comment.
Okay, we're gonna watch it because I do want to relive it.
Oh, also, she's kind of there was like these allegations that it was a scripted moment.
Yeah,
but mama, if that was scripted.
Okay, let's get back into it. I want to we'll end on this. Let's I hope I clicked it. On the right video.
I, as an artist who respects creative integrity and intellectual property, I am disgusted at how much you have copied my husband. From the hair to the suit, do you not have any value or respect for originality? You're a laughingstock. It's cheesy, it's disgusting.
But didn't you copy Cleopatra?
I personally found it absolutely artistic. physically atrocious. I am embarrassed to be sitting here in your presence, having to even dignify you with an answer of my opinion.
Yeah, Joe.
Thank
to
you,
me,
Natalia. You're beautiful.
To me, it just feels a little bit cheap and absurd. I mean, you're like, it's like Norman Bates dressing up in his mother's clothing. It's just a little bit creepy, and I feel like you're going to stitch someone's skin to your face and then kill everybody in the audience. But okay. Do you?
I'm going to say it. It's disgusting. You make me sick. It's absolutely disgusting. You have no identity. I can't stand it. I'm ashamed to be here.
I think I look really good, and
I think you look good because you're dressed as my husband.
Actually, you're dressed better than her husband.
Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Mel.
Actually, Mel needs glasses.
And they've been so well behaved.
I forgot how bad it was. Like,
kind of one of the most iconic things to ever happen on reality TV. Like,
it was like it was like a Glee monologue.
No, it really was. Like, when people think it's scripted, like, you would assume so because who would do that? Like, who would say that?
Who would come out with
who
that?
Would keep pushing that. I would love to while the audience is like off with her head. Like,
red table talk with Natalia Kills and Jameela Jamil. Like, get them at the red table. Get them to the red table. Natalia Kills, red table talk immediately, please.
The way that was 7 years ago.
I can't even.
Where
think
is
about
she
that.
Now? Where I are they both now? Where's Willie Moon that. Now? Someone said I think she released a new song, but like.
No, she did not. Let's get out of here. 3, 2, 1. Hi, my name is Natalia Kills, and I think you're an artistic disgrace. I am disgusted to be here.